The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Got your footy update now for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, which means, Jules, we're joined by our very special guest.
Yeah, footy legend Scotty Cummings. Morning, how are you?
Oh, terrific, guys. How are you going? What a beautiful, warm morning it is. What's it like up there?
Oh, yeah. It might be for you in Melbourne. Yeah. We're sitting on, like, negative...
I've got the bikinis on.
Yeah, there you go.
We're just cranking the heater in the studio right now. So, Scott, there seems to be a lot of hoo-ha surrounding Bashahuli and his ban. It started at 2 weeks. Now I think it's at 4 weeks, his suspension. What are your thoughts on all this?
Well, it became a bit of a circus, didn't it, when it didn't need to. But when you pull in character references like the Prime Minister and a gold logie winner,
yeah,
it's a big deal.
Which not everyone has access to, but it becomes quite a big deal. Look, the AFL, I reckon, gained some credibility yesterday. They needed to do that. They needed to challenge it. And 4 weeks was, I think, spot on, even a bit light for what the actual incident was. Look, at the end of the day, no one's questioning Basher as a bloke. He's a ripper. He does an amount of work in the community. And he is just a super young bloke.
Yeah.
And on field, and terrific player and hard at it, and this is out of character for him as well. But at the end of the day, a good record on the field should come into play when your penalty is decided. But off field, who decides if you're a good bloke or not? I mean, I've met Dermy and David Rhys-Jones 100 times, and they're both ripping fellas.
Yeah.
That didn't really help them too much. So, at the end of the day, it wasn't, no one's attacking Basher at all. It's just the penalty was, as the AFL said, manifestly insufficient, and I think they got it right at the end of the day.
And it doesn't look like it's going to harm his reputation one little bit. Like, it feels like everyone's still behind him.
Yeah, look, everyone's got an incident on the field where they regress, and that'll be Basher's for sure. But we move on now. We've got 4 weeks. We all seem to be pretty comfortable with that. And let's move on.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Melbourne gets another win on the board, now sitting at number 5 on the ladder. This is unheard of.
Oh, well, this is rarefied air for the D's, isn't it? But they are playing well, and there's people writing articles and talking up the fact that they could go all the way and pinch it this year. They're playing that good a footy. I saw them live last week in Perth, and while it wasn't the most stunning game, it was close and it finished really well and exciting, not for West Coast supporters who were filthy as they walked out of the ground.
Yeah.
But they're playing great footy. But I just think tonight, with a couple more injuries, Salem comes out, Jeffy Garlett goes out. It's looking pretty wet and pretty murky. I think Sydney, on the MCG, they know how to play it. This is a finals game for Sydney. They're sitting in 10th. They need a win.
Yeah, definitely.
The Swans can upset them and just put them back on their heels just a touch of the D. So
I'll accept that.
Yeah, but you know what? You couldn't be unhappy with them. They are absolutely playing terrific footy, and a loss tonight certainly doesn't rule them out in their season.
Nah.
So, in saying that too, I didn't expect Hawthorn to beat the 17th to beat the first team, and anything can happen this year. We all know that. But if I had my last $10, I'd probably plonk it. Actually, I would plonk it on a footy game because I'll lose it. But if I had to, I'd put it on Sydney.
Now, the Doggies, they had a narrow win against North Melbourne last week. They're taking on West Coast Eagles tomorrow. And needless to say, they're going to have their work cut out for them, aren't they?
Well, the good news for the Doggies is that the Eagles must be, they're the worst packers in the world, because whenever they have to travel, they forget to pack their form and ability.
Yeah.
So I think, Hearn's out, the captain's out. Critters is missing as well. A couple of other injuries, a few changes to their side. I reckon the Doggies will beat the Eagles. You couldn't possibly back the Eagles in Melbourne at the moment. They haven't done enough to warrant any faith at all. And that loss last week really hurt them. They should have won that game. And I reckon the Doggies will have another win.
That's what we want to hear.
Plus, it's going to be cold, so there's no way the West Coast guys are going to be prepared for that, are they?
Well, Saturday in Perth, the whole day there, and it was not a cloud in the sky. It got about 18, 19 degrees.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I was sitting out in the sun in shorts and T-shirts.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad are inside in jumpers, and I was sitting outside going, this is just spectacular. So they're not used to this. No, they don't like it, but unfortunately, the weather's the least of their problems for the Eagles. They obviously play under the roof as well. Doesn't matter, but they just can't play away.
Yeah,
it's all in their scone. But until they get a couple of away wins, they're in trouble.
That's good news for us. We'd like to see the Doggies get another win on the board.
Yeah.
As always, it's been an absolute pleasure, Scotty. Have a ripper of a weekend.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy it. All the best.
For your nearest Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, visit mitre10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.